AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The UN suspended all food distribution to Rafah due to lack of security and supplies. Sagar Magani has details.
The UN says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid.
Due to ongoing military operation,
which UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves came as the World Food Program warned the new U.S. peer project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. But Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the U.S. has worked out alternate routes for delivery.
You're going to see, as we work together, the amount of aid increase and the ability to get it distributed increase.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the West Bank, Israeli forces raided a militant stronghold. Local authorities say at least 7 Palestinians were killed, including a doctor. In Iran, mourners began gathering for days of funerals and processions for late President Ebrahim Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and others killed in a helicopter crash. In New York, Donald Trump's lawyers rested their defense without the former president taking the witness stand in his hush money criminal trial. Veteran defense attorney Arthur A. Dallas says there's a reason why.
It's not a surprise that Trump didn't take the stand. First of all, the judge made a ruling that if he took the stand, there was a lot of bad stuff that was going to come out about him. But in general, when you put a defendant on the stand, the burden of proof shifts from only on the prosecutor to now it's he said versus he said and who we're going to believe and who do we trust more.
The jury's been sent home until next Tuesday when closing arguments are expected. This is AP News. The Biden administration is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve in a bid to lower prices at the pump this summer. How did the markets fare today?
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted higher on Wall Street, setting more records following another quiet day of trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Tuesday, surpassing the record high it set last week. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.2%. That came a day after setting its latest all-time high. The Dow added 66 points. That's about 0.2%. The Dow is sitting just below the record high it set last week. Macy's jumped more than 5% after joining the long list of companies reporting better profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Peloton slumped more than 16%. The struggling exercise equipment maker announced a wide-ranging refinancing plan. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.41%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.